Good morning. On Sunday the 26th of February 2023, the readings for today are from Romans chapter 5 verses 12 to 19 and the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 to 11. And I want to simply look at Romans chapter 5 verses 12 to 19. And in my Bible it's entitled Death in Adam and Life in Christ. Death in Adam and life in Christ. And if you read this in ways, there's a whole lot of words. It starts with the word therefore, so you really should go back and look at what comes before to find out what it's there for. But really, the essence that I get from this reading is that there are two men involved, two men who are responsible for all of humanity. Adam and our Lord Jesus Christ. Or simply put, Adam and Jesus. We look at ourselves or we look at each other or we have tendencies to have feelings about how people act or what they say or what they do and we judge each other. And in ways we judge ourselves and we feel bad about ourselves and the things that we do. It's like what Paul says later on in Romans chapter 7. Why is it the bad that I don't want to do, I do and the good that I want to do, I don't do? And we look at ourselves and we think it's all got to do with me. But yet what this is saying in Romans chapter 5 is that death came through Adam, but life comes through Jesus Christ. And that really, it's got nothing to do with us. We are a result of what Adam did, or we become a result of what Jesus has done. And really it comes down to choice. You see, we didn't create sin. Adam did. And if you like, Adam and Eve did. But it all came through Adam, in that he ate of the fruit of the tree in the garden that God had told him not to eat. And as a result of doing that, sin, disease and sickness came into the world. All because of his one single disobedience. And it didn't just affect him and Eve, it affected everybody. And so to that extent, it's not our choice to be born sinners. We are sinners, or we are born sinners as a result of what Adam did. But then Jesus came along, God incarnate, Emmanuel, God with us. And Jesus came as the Lamb of God, and he took away the sin of the world. So that when Jesus came, he made us righteous. And actually, this all ends on verse 19, the last verse. It says, for as by one man's disobedience, in other words, Adam chose to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. And really, you could say all. Well, you can't say all, because obviously Jesus was born sinless. And so, yes, what the scriptures say is right. I'm just thinking of it because people may be thinking the same thing. We've had millions and billions of people. So surely it's better to say all. But there was one exception, Jesus. So read it again, verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. so also by one man's obedience, that is, Jesus obeyed the Father and he did only what he saw his Father doing. And he came and fulfilled that which he was sent into the world for. So again, verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. We receive the righteousness of God in and through Jesus Christ when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Saviour. And we choose to trust in him as being the only way to the Father. We choose to trust in Jesus as being the only Saviour of the world. And so we are faced with a choice. And the choice is simple. We either choose to remain in Adam, sinners, or we choose to be in Jesus, as in saints, no longer sinners, because we're saved by grace through faith. And we are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so when you struggle with the things of life, when you look at what all's going around you, when you watch the television or go on the internet or whatever, listen to the news, there are things happening. But it's happening because people either are choosing to remain in Adam or they're choosing to belong to Christ and be in him, to be born again. It's a choice. But choosing not to be born again is also a choice because we're choosing to remain in Adam. And whichever you choose will affect you eternally. Because those who choose Jesus Christ and are born again will be with God forever. But those, on the other hand, who choose not to receive Jesus, but rather choose to remain in Adam, will be separated from God forever, because God is a holy God and there's no sin in him. And so therefore those who choose to remain in Adam and refuse to be born again will be separated from him. And we know that that means eternally being in hell, as opposed to those who are born again being eternally with God in heaven. But it's our choice. It's your choice. And obviously I implore you and encourage you to choose to be in Jesus Christ, to turn away from your life in Adam and rather turn to Jesus, to cry out to him and accept him as your Lord and Saviour, and so be born again and be with him forever and in heaven when you die, but to be with him right now, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.